Welcome to the Talk Over podcast, a conversational platform for the DJs, by the DJs, brought to you by Double and Stylus.
Swag.
Tune in every week to hear us talk about all the things we see, hear and experience as DJs. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel by simply searching Talk Over podcast on either Spotify or Apple Music.
Do you know what I mean? How could I not charge my phone whilst I've got headphones in?
It's dumb, mate.
Dead. Anyway.
Dead.
Talk Over podcast. That's Double in the building.
Stars. Hashtag Talk Over podcast.
Stars in his shorts with no top on. I love this no camera business, mate. Double told me off camera, off mic, that he's got his hair out. It's just like a caveman. In his pump pum shorts.
Hotted me up badly, you know. I'm wearing the smallest pair of shorts in the world. They might be Romans. They might even belong to my son. That's how small they are.
Leave it out, bro.
They are so small. I'm topless. My hair is not tied up, and I'm just sat here living life.
I think we came off YouTube at the right time, you know, because this would have violated the
news. Yeah, we definitely did. Because this does not want to be on camera. And it's like 4 billion degrees outside as well, which is nice, but I'm indoors.
Do you know what? Yeah, I'm 2-3 yards from the balcony. The sun is coming in. The laptop's out. I got my coffee to the right, my fruit to the left. I'm feeling good right now.
I'm feeling good right now. Up in his penthouse. Just remember to tell the butlers when they come in the room, tell them to
in
be
the
quiet.
In the penthouse, I wish, bro. I'm in Salford, mate. I'm ducking bullets. Man, I'm shooting through the balcony and that. Anyway, what's going on, my bro? How's life?
Everything is good, mate. Yeah, life is good.
How's the kitchen?
Life's all good. mate, don't even start. Let's not get into this. It's not finished yet. But I'm excited.
Been in the kitchen for 6 months, you know.
Yeah. Oh, mate. Yeah, don't. I'm off to IB for on Friday, so I'm
okay.
Looking forward to a little bit of a
partying
turn up.
I'm not chilling.
Yeah, partying, man. Partying and chilling. I'm not working out there. Just literally booked a flight. I'm just gonna go and chill for a couple of days.
Fair.
So that's all good. But it looks like I don't need to because the fucking weather outside, man. It's a madness.
I'm sweltering. Anyway, go on.
I got into a conversation on Twitter with someone the other day. And actually, I think it stemmed off of a tweet that Semtex posted out. And he said basically he was talking about how much of the UK top 40 is basically UK rap now. And he was like, 25% of the top 40 tunes, so 10 of the songs in the top 40 are UK rap songs. Like, this has never happened before. We've not been in a time.
Yeah, that's mad.
Yeah, we've not had a time where we've got this much, like, I hate the word, but there's no better word for it at the moment. Urban music.
Hashtag urban.
Yeah, I hate it, bro. I hate it.
What do we call it?
So, yeah, here's... we're just going to have to call it urban for now, but UK rap or whatever. whatever you want to call it. I'll call it UK rap. But yeah, it's a beautiful thing, man. But there seems to be a large amount of clubs and club managers that are still fighting it and still trying to enforce this whole don't go too urban in the main room
type thing. That's true still.
And I think those sorts of clubs are slowly killing themselves, because what's mad is like this, what they're not realizing is this is the popular music now. This is what people
are
listening to.
It's now chart music, man. It's mad, isn't it? It's actually mad, bro.
It's pop music, bro.
It's crazy.
That's the thing. It's charting.
I never thought I'd see this day in my lifetime anyway. Jesus.
But even to a point where I've noticed, I've got two sets that I do a week that are set up to be open format night. So especially my Tuesday night in Brighton, for example, is a student night through and through. And I do open format every week. I throw garage in, I play house, I play drum and bass. Occasionally, if I feel like it, I'll even draw for some like dubstep throwbacks and chuck them in there.
Dubstep, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But yeah, but what I'm realizing more and more is, especially with this particular crowd, like house music is not working. There's two or three big songs that will get a bit of a reaction for about 60 seconds, and then that's it. But what I notice is if I play more than like the two or three songs, people start to...
Yeah, the crowd just completely falls off.
They start to disband, bruv. They start disappearing, going to the bar, going to the smoking area, and starting losing the room. And no bullshit, bruv. I'll be real, yeah? Last night, I played last night in Brighton, same club, same set that I'm talking about, and I pushed the house a little bit longer just to see what would happen. And no lie, bruv, this is before 2 o'clock. I nearly emptied the entire room, like nearly killed the room.
Wow.
It got down, it got down to about 25 people left in the room before I switched it back.
Wow. Yeah, that's mad. Mm-hmm. Bro, it's like these urban nights, yeah? It's like the champion RB and hip hop, but they throw the house in there just to like keep the balance and then keep like the management, like to level, just to level out the music, innit? But then, like you say, you play four or five house songs and then that's it. Like, I have a lot of my spots, they want you to push house, but it's not, you're not even pushing house. You play three songs and then the crowd kind of semi falls off. House is still alive, bro, but there's just certain locations for it. Like with the kind of residencies that we do, I just don't, I don't get it. And like you say, the charts are dominated by urban music now, which has never happened before. So this music is current, like it's pop. It's pop music. It's mad. Grime is top 10 in, bruv. Like, so it's undeniable. It's just the way.
Yeah, but you know what? Not even grime, because it's like a lot of the stuff that's charting now is drill.
Oh, yeah, drill.
Or actual UK rap. Do you know what I mean? Like the actual grime element of it at the moment commercially isn't doing too well.
Drill and grime, man. Right, because
if you look at the most popular records, huh? What do you say? Some people are going to come.
Drill and grime, it all
one.
Sounds the same.
Oh, mate, I tell you, the grime MCs, they're going to come for you,
oh
bro.
Oh, my
the
God.
The grime MCs are going to come for you for
Sorry,
that.
Guys.
But yeah, it's a madness. And I don't think, like, I'm not saying, of course, like, house music is dead, because, like, there's a huge thriving
scene.
Yeah, it's
alive, man. It's definitely alive.
There's a massive industry built around house music. But it's definitely not performing very well commercially at the moment. Mm-hmm. And other than a couple of breakthrough tunes.
Like, da, 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 da,
yeah, that one, last year's tune, Losing It, you know, by Fisher, that's still doing all right. Yeah, like, there's a couple of just obvious ones.
The bait bangers.
That are doing all right.
But
on the whole, it's mad. So, like, yeah, the mad thing is, I wonder how many DJs, because I know a couple that do operate like this. I wonder how many DJs are being told by managers, excuse me, to keep playing house in the main room and not take it too urban, etc., etc., etc. I wonder how common that still is. Because, yeah, like I say, I know a few people.
I'm still getting
it.
I still get it a little bit. Like, not as much, though. Not as much, to be fair. Actually, I'm trying to think now. Yeah, only one of my spots makes me sprinkle a little bit here and there, but even they kind of know, like, it doesn't hold weight on the floor and people just lose interest quick. I think they just make, I don't know, man. I don't know why they make me sprinkle it in, to be fair, but
I was literally just about to say that. I was going to say, why do you think that these people are asking? Because they're not DJs.
Yep.
And more times, like, if they're managers, more often than not, they're over 30.
And they're out of touch with what these kids are listening to. So, like, all this urban stuff, they just frown upon it. Like,
yeah.
Bro, the people at the top, yeah, a lot of these managers, they're not plugged in musically. Like, big up John from Jalu, yeah, there's an exception. They have a manager that knows his music and 100%. Knows his shit. But the few and far between, like, a lot of these managers, they're not educated to make musical decisions. So they just think by making a man play house or just balance out the urbanness of the night, which is bollocks, because the people in there don't want to hear it, and then they just end up getting agitated and irate with the DJ, so then you end up just pissing more people off. Like,
yeah, and not only that, it's people will eventually, they'll know, like, if they don't like house, and it's, I tell you what, it got to a point a couple years ago, yeah, it got to a point where everybody just sort of liked everything, and house music was getting, no, it did, it was, and house music, but house music was getting played alongside a lot of the popular hip hop and R&B, mm-hmm. and even to a point, like, James Hype and Deanie G, just to mention two people, were making some incredible remixes that worked in those kind of spots.
They did the crossover. They crossed it over, though, innit? They did like R&B, hip-hop,
exactly,
house remixes, like cold.
And they were perfect for those kind of spots, bro. If you if you wanted to play like a R&B or hip-hop set, but you had to sprinkle in some house music or whatnot, those two guys were the go-to guys for me anyway. Like I could do a good 20-30 minutes just playing their records.
I know, yeah.
And keeping it crossing over and feeling like I'm keeping my integrity there as well. But now it feels like the two have separated again, where it's like people either are into the hip hop R&B and all of that, or they like house, and not too many people seem to be enjoying both at the same time.
Yeah, that's
so this
that's
is where real. It's getting But this is where it's getting mad for clubs, because you've got the managers and stuff that are trying to enforce it. Oh, make sure you play out. Like, they're not, first of all, they're not trusting their DJs to do the job that they have hired them for. Mm-hmm. So imagine fucking hiring a builder to come and build your house, and then you're just standing there telling him how to lay the bricks the whole time. Like, no, you're just going to let the builder build, innit? Yeah, Don't stand there and micromanage. Otherwise, if you know so well, fucking build your own house, bro.
The trust thing is so important for DJs, man. You got to let a man... Yo, bro, it throws me off my game if I feel like the management don't trust me. Like, if you leave me alone to do my job, I'm going to smack you. I'm going to smash yours. I'm going to smash the club. Like, I'm going to do my set. Yeah. But if I feel like they're on me and like they're making me second guess my shit and what I'm playing and whatnot, then it just completely throws me off. My best sets is when I know the place trusts me to do my thing. Like, I'm quite lucky that my residences just leave me to do my job now, innit? So
I'm exactly the same, bruv. I've got 4 weekly spots at the moment, and every single one of them never, ever, ever get spoken to about the management. The only time one of them, the manager will come in and tell me occasionally, like if the head honcho from the company's coming round, he will tell
just
me occasionally, like
a pre-warning.
Yeah, lay off like the drill for a little while because we need to make it sound girly. Which even that confuses
even
me.
Even that's still like, a bit cool. Weird. Like if they let it run all year round, but then the honcho comes in and it's make it girly.
Well, this is the thing. It's like the big boss of the company. Who am I trying to keep happy here? Who am I trying to entertain? Am I trying to entertain the 500 people stood in front of me right now?
Or
am I trying to entertain like the guy who's nearing retirement who owns the company?
Yep.
Like, surely he just needs to look at the spreadsheets to understand that I'm doing a good job, bro, because the room's packed every week and you're making money on the bar.
Get me.
Do you know what I mean? It's like that's what's always confused me. But other than those instances, I'm just purely left. I'm never told to like, oh, can you sprinkle it up and like play some house and stuff. Like, I'm never get told that. It's just maybe get told like just make it a little bit more girly and whatnot. Which even
whether
that,
these managers like it or not, mate, urban music is dominating now. All clubs, like every place I go to, you're hearing the same type of music. Like you say, because it's chart now. The music's just traveling differently, man. Like you say, how many songs are in the top 40? Like on Semtex's post, like that's
10. It's 10 at, it's
just,
10 at the moment,
it's just
bro.
Unheard of. And mm-hmm. and these artists are just. I think I don't know. It's just the streaming world and how much people have access to everything now. It's just totally flipped charting on its head.
Yeah.
Like, it's mad.
Well, that's the mad thing, bruv, is the streams. What people realise, and we actually have to do a podcast about this because I can't remember if we've done it about... Have I given you my opinion on the charts and how to change the way that songs chart? Have we done that in the podcast?
We have touched on it briefly in one. When we did the one about Spotify and whatnot, but that was time ago.
Yeah. Yeah, so maybe we revisit that one because I've got a really good
stream,
idea.
Are streams still contributing towards the national chart?
As far as I'm aware, yeah. I'll need to.
There were some changes not
some
long ago.
It,
I can't remember exactly what they were, but there was some changes made to the charting system.
Yeah, streams must still contribute because that's where the majority of music
is being
consumed.
Do you reckon it's going to get to the point where people don't sell CDs anymore?
Oh yeah, definitely. We're already approaching that.
Yeah, but you can still go out and buy an album and that, innit? Like, do you think it's gonna get to the point where, like, look at HMV for example. Like, I went shopping centre the other day to get some CDs and DVDs for my pops, yeah, for his birthday. Like, yeah, hitting HMV. Ting just gone. with no warning, you know. Man. With no warning.
Yeah,
bro.
Of course.
We had a massive one on Market Street as well. That's gone crazy.
I think
places are shutting.
Yeah,
down.
I mean, I think certain artists will still release on vinyl and CD, as they still do now. Like High Focus Records, which are UK hip hop label. They put everything on vinyl, and actually their second biggest market is Australia.
Mad.
They ship a lot of vinyl out to Australia, which is mental. But yeah, I mean, I think for music collectors, because just for example, yeah, if Stormzy's next album was to be released on vinyl, I'd go and buy it.
Yeah, yeah, true.
Do you know what I mean? Because like I collect music on vinyl. So like elite albums, I would still buy on vinyl. But yeah, majority of it is just fucking streams. And I only download stuff because I'm a DJ. If I wasn't DJing and needed it for myself, I would just be streaming, bro.
To be fair, probably be the same. I only download stuff for my club sets. Other than that, I just save tracks to my playlist on Spotify. Exactly. I've never even used Apple Music, to be fair. I've not even been on it. I don't even know what it's saying.
Me neither.
I know our podcast is on there, but I've never used it.
No, I don't use it. I don't use it to listen to music. I use Apple Music to listen to podcasts, but not music. But the other thing is as well, and I think I've mentioned this before, I play a couple of like under 18s nights, and when I play at them, it's probably 90% UK stuff that I play.
Bro, do you remember when it was the other way around? Do you remember when it was like 90% American and like 10% UK?
95 or 98% American. Yeah. I remember a time when I literally had to force playing one or two UK songs just because I wanted to. And they weren't songs, they didn't go off. They almost killed the vibe, but I wanted to play them in the set. So I did.
I don't think my ratio is as high as yours for like UK and US. I still play quite a lot of American stuff. Like I play.
I'm just talking about the under 18s event.
yeah, for the kids. Yeah, the kids don't listen to American stuff, man.
I'm just talking about the under 18s and the it's hell, interesting. You're dying.
Yeah, I'm fucking dying, man. Sorry,
but it's, I'm good. It's interesting because the American artists they are listening to are just the big ones. So it's just like
Travis
Scott. Ain't
nobody tell me nothing. Right, bruv, that song. Listen, right, I played at a festival on Sunday and it was younger crowd. It was like 50, it's like 15 to 20 year olds. That was one of the biggest songs of the whole thing, bruv.
Oh yeah, standard. All right, bruv, you know what I've realised? In certain nights that I've been playing, where it's like more of like a hardcore crowd, that song's doesn't get a reaction now. And do you know when I noticed it? Cool. When the dude announced that he was gay.
Who announced he was gay?
Lil Nas X.
For real?
The guy who sings that song. Yeah. You didn't know about that.
Brass, I did not see that.
Yeah.
Wow. So now what? So now man not digging the song because he said he was gay. That's a bit.
It might be that the song's played out for them and they're bored of hearing it. But
wow.
I noticed the correlation, bro. Almost the same weekend that he announced he was gay, like certain spots just weren't reacting.
Now it makes sense, man.
Well, have you seen the same? Yes, people have been reacting funny to it. With you?
Nah. I just mean the song, bro. Man's writing a song about riding a horse and all that. Like, a straight man wouldn't write a song like that.
Oh, no. All right, let's get off this topic. We're going to get ourselves in some trouble.
Bro, I love that song, man. I didn't like it. I got to be honest, I didn't like it at first, but that record is doing bits, you know? Mad.
Yeah.
Man wrote a song about riding a horse casually. Bro, so you can make anything chart now, you know. I'm going to write a song about my pet snake.
Oh, mate.
Mad. Anyway.
Yeah.
Swiftly moving on.
Yeah, so where was I going with that? Oh, yeah, yeah. So the under 18s, they're listening to like Travis Scott, Drake, Cardi B.
Yep. The babies.
And fucking... just all the obvious stuff, bro.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to the English stuff, they're into like, and I'm talking about a like what you would probably deem a commercial crowd. So they're the ones that want to listen to like Mo Bamba, God's Plan, Sicko Mode, that sort of stuff. But on the same side, they're fucking coming up and requesting like Skengdo and AM. They're coming up and requesting M Huncho. They're coming up, do you know what I mean? They're coming up and requesting like big UK artists, but not commercial UK artists. Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, D-Block Europe that have a massive fan base, but they're I would deem them as not commercial. I don't want to say commercial, but obviously they charted, innit? Their new song was top 20. But the type of people that these under 18s are requesting are the ones that haven't charted. So like they're artists that properly have their own fan base. They're still underground.
It's so easy for these kids to be connected to these artists now through YouTube and stuff like that. Like, and these youths, you know, they're not messing around, bruv. Like, they're plugged in. Like, they're on the blogs, they're on the channels, they're staying in tune with what's going on, man. It's sick. Like, bruv, I wish music was... Well, actually, I don't know if I wish it was this accessible when I was a kid. Because, like, we got to see, like, the vinyl era and it was just different than it. But now, man, I've got everything at the fingertips. Everything, it's crazy. There's no, it's mad. I hear you though. I hear you. These youths are getting mad.
There's pros and cons to it, bruv. There's pros and cons because like before, I think we've discussed this as well. Like before, when it was back in the record shop days, we would go to the record store, spend a day listening through all the new releases, and pick the ones that we like because we had to buy them.
Yep.
So a DJ's set reflected the music that he liked.
Yep. That's real.
Do you know what I mean? Because like, I'm not about to spend £5 on a record that I'd think shit. Like, why would I do that? As a DJ, why would I even do that? And even back then, even when massive records broke through, but I didn't like them, I wouldn't buy them.
Oh, for real?
Because why the fuck? Bruv, that's my money, man. Like, why am I spending money on a song I don't like?
It depends how big. If the record was that big where I had to have it, then I might have copped it.
No. Well, this is where my opinion differs to everyone else. Like, doesn't matter how big a record gets, stingy, if you don't like it, you don't DJ. Have to have it. No. Even now, even in the free music era, doesn't matter how big a music gets. All right. So, using Old Town Road as an example, I quite like it. But if I didn't like it, I would never play it.
Fair.
Even though it's essential in most club jobs. Do you know what I mean? Even if, like, everywhere. But if I didn't like it, I would not play it. Doesn't matter how big a song gets. But again, that's where I differ to a lot of other people, and that is a topic we've covered before.
Yeah, but we figured that we know Double's a stingy DJ.
Stingy? Oh, fuck your life, man.
I'm joking.
But yeah, so going back to the club shed,
my throat is finished.
Do you think clubs and managers that try to micromanage DJs and try to enforce, they try to push the music that they like onto a crowd that don't like it? And I'm talking about the managers, not the DJs. Do you think those clubs are going to survive?
Bro, do you know what? Yeah, I'm dealing with this problem right now. Yeah, I won't even say the name of the club, but I'm at a venue where they want to push urban. Mm-hmm. With little bits of house, but then they moan about the crowd. So like, they want the music but not the people that listen to it. Like, it's a bit of a weird situation going on at the minute, but then they would just make man sprinkle bits of house in just to keep the balance, but then every time they see that it just doesn't work and alienates people, but they'll still make you do it. Like, it's a weird one, man. Whether I think it's gonna complete, bro. The urban music, hashtag urban music. It's just gonna get deeper, man. To the point where it's just gonna completely take over. Like, this is just the beginning of a new era now. Watching a year or two, bro. How strong the music is. Like, they're not gonna have a choice. Like, they're gonna have to move with the times or get left behind. Like, literally, that's where it's gonna get to.
So do you think it's going to get to a point where the top 40 is 40 UK rap songs? Or do you think people are still... Do you think the people listening to the music are still listening to other genres as well? Because it kind of did get to a point where it was like no one liked a genre, they just liked songs. Do you know you know what I mean? So the same way that some girl would come up and ask, like, oh, have you got any Vibes Cartel? Yeah, yeah, I'll play Vibes Cartel. Oh, okay, well, can you also play House every weekend? Do you know what I mean? Like, to, like people like that, it frazzles my brain, bruv, that you can be like, you want to wind to Bashment, but then you also want to cut Shapes to House in the same party. Like, I know there's a lot of people like that, but for me...
Yeah, not in the same party, man. Don't get me wrong, I'm musically open-minded, weird. But that's you're pushing it.
Yeah, yeah, like another example, and I remember, like, I think it was around the time that Justin Bieber dropped Sorry, yeah, or something like that. It was definitely Justin Bieber, and this guy come up and was like, oh, can you play some Skepta? I was like, definitely playing Skepta, don't worry. He said, oh, have you got Justin Bieber's new one as well?
What?
And for me, it's like, how can you be a Skepta fan and a Justin Bieber fan in the same lifetime? Like...
I don't think people have really... it's like you just said people have got favourite songs now, not even genres. So like...
Yeah, so do you think that's where it's headed? So do you think it... Or do you think people now... Is it getting more refined so people are like, nah, we just like UK rap and House is dead? Or do you think it's like they just like good songs, individual songs?
Yeah, I think it's just people like songs, bro. Like, I don't have a specialty genre. Like, I know I'm a DJ, it's my job, innit? But I like every bits of everything. I'm not really...
Yeah.
I don't really put music in a box like that. Like, if it sounds good, it could be house, it could be garage, it could be grime, it could be fucking drill. Like...
Yeah.
I'm not going to hold man... Obviously, if you come to the booth and ask for Skepta and ask for Justin Bieber, there's a problem, innit? But... I just think some people don't plug into music like that, and because there's so much out there, they just end up just picking the favourite songs, innit? Instead of actually digging and trying to find shit that they're messing with. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's easier for them to just hear what's on the radio and what the current, like you say, top 40 is, and they just plug into that. But then you'll get other man that go onto Spotify, dig into, like, genres of music, unearth artists and, like, new gems of music and whatnot. Like, just people just absorb music differently, innit? Like,
well, those people that do the digging, they're on the other end of the spectrum, bruv. They're the ones that come up in the club and with their Spotify, like, on their phone.
Ask for track 8 of some unknown album. Like,
yeah, they'll ask for some proper
fucking... You're looking at
them
like, bruv, I can't run that in here because no one's going to have a clue.
Not only that,
they'll
ask for some proper, like, left side next artist that I've never heard
of
in my life.
Yo, they do it on purpose, you know. They do it on purpose. See, these man that are ultra different. Bro, these man that are ultra different, they come to the booth and ask for track fucking 3 on the Lost Ark EP. Yeah, fucking knowing that man either won't have it or he's just trying to, like, throw you off and be ultra different.
Yeah, so, how do you react to that?
I just laugh sometimes. Just laughing
it. I keep it honest with people. When they come up with, like, proper random artists,
like, but I can't run that in here.
Brother, I just tell them straight. I just be like, I have no idea what that is. But I don't even know. It's funny because I think people assume that our DJ sets work the same way as their music consumption.
Yeah, they look at you. They look at you like you're an alien, innit? You don't know what that song is.
As in,
well, not every song in the world.
And you, yeah, exactly. But they expect us to because we're DJs. Type search and you will be able to have that music somewhere, which obviously that's what Serato is doing at the moment, and no doubt the other DJs.
Oh shit, you seen the Serato update platform. What have you updated yours yet?
No, I haven't seen it. What is it?
It's like you've got a play count now within your Serato.
Oh, okay, sick.
Which is dope. And then,
shows how many times you played the song.
Yeah, but it doesn't show you up to, like, if you update it now it'll start from zero, innit? One of my boys the other day was like, shit, when I updated it I thought it was going to give me a back history.
Right, okay.
It's not going to do that. And then there's a day mode as well, like a bright... I'm sure that was already on there, the day mode. Yeah, where, like, it all goes bright white.
I wonder what that looks like. Does it look good?
It looks alright, to be fair. I can see why it would work in the daytime still.
Is this an official Serato release, or is it still in the beta?
No, I think it's an official thing, you know. I'm sure it is.
Okay, I might have to get into this.
No, let me touch on it rapid, because obviously we got people listening that fuck with Serato, innit? Let's have a look. Serato update 2019.
USB DJs.
What's that?
I said the USB DJs.
USB, but I'm never going to USB. Never. I'm not doing it. I don't know how these men do it. Like, what? How do you even find a song on an USBA, man? Could be there all year, G. Oh, yeah. Highly anticipated day mode and play count, along with updates to SoundCloud and Tidal streaming.
Yeah.
Waveform improvements in 64-bit Serato video for Mac. Oh, no, shit. Oh, no, wait. After the biggest DJ beta to date, today we are excited to announce the release. Okay, so it's official now. Yeah, so it's out there.
You know, we need to do a whole episode where we talk about the different formats of DJing as well. I want to do that, where we break down all the different types. The USBs. Is Traktor even still a thing?
The USBs.
Serato. Is Traktor. I know, obviously, Serato is there because I use it, but is Traktor a thing anymore?
Yeah, I think it is, but I think it's more like... I think the house guys are not messing with Traktor. I don't know any urban cats that use it. I feel like Serato is like the urban music world, and then your Traktor and your USBA gang are like house and tech and that.
USBAs. I know some people use Virtual DJ, but that's a conversation for that episode.
That's not
as
even
well.
A conversation, bro.
Oh, Ellington's going to feel...
I'm joking. Yeah,
hurt by that one.
Oh, it depends how you're using it. And Ellington lengths waves, so he gets a buy in it. I know he'll listen to this because he's a hardcore listener.
Yeah, he gets shouts to Ellington.
Now, to be fair, I'm going to download the Serato update this week. I've not even got it. So when I've got it and I've had a little play around with it, I'll be able to touch a little bit more on it. Yeah, but as for now, I don't have it. So yeah, I always hold tight on it, man. I let people download it and get the gripes out of the way first.
Absolutely. I spent about 2 weeks.
Laptop, you know what I mean?
2 weeks watching the timeline of everyone complaining that Serato crashed on them.
Get me. Yeah, because these dudes jump out of there and get the betas instantly and get gassed. It's like, bro, I'm waiting. Let the beta go out. Let them iron out the issues, the problems, and then I'll jump in it after that. Get me?
Yeah.
All good. And do you know what we could do? You know what we should do, actually? We need to get a DJ on that uses USBs, because... I'd love to talk
DJ.
Just to talk about it in depth, man, because I'd be lost using a USB, bro. Scrolling through tracks on that little screen and that. Are you mad?
Yeah, I think it's about how you organise it. But yeah, I agree. We should get an USB DJ.
Man, that's 15,000 songs on my Serato, yeah. I like to access like a chunk of my whole library, because you just never know when you're going to need to draw for a record, innit? So it's like,
not only that, I use the computer screen like to aid me. So I'll have like songs in. I couldn't think, like, if I was blindfolded, I don't know if I could do like a whole 2 hour set seamlessly.
Nah, not a chance.
Like that, do you know what I mean? I need to be looking at the screen. I don't mean mix wise. I mean I need to be looking at the screen to find the songs that I need.
100%.
If that,
do you ever get,
does that make sense? Like, right, it helps me select the songs, is what I'm saying, because like I just look at it a bit differently.
You ever had that situation where you just have like brain fog and you're searching for songs and can't find them, and then your record starts running out?
Oh, mate, yeah.
So you start what I start doing now, if I feel like I'm having a bad day and I'm not picking my songs as quick, I'll throw a track on the deck ready from the off, so it's like if I don't find a song that I want, I have the emergency record to mix in quick.
Yeah, bro, I did exactly the same thing.
It has to be done, bro, because you can't be getting caught slipping.
One that would definitely work,
innit? You can't get caught slipping, my G, you know how it is.
I don't think... It's been a very long time since I've accidentally let a song run out, put it that way. But I've definitely come close. I've come close, so you're like...
It only happened... Yeah, bro, I've never let one run out. Only when I've been on the shitter one time. I set it to loop at the end of the record, just in case I didn't get back quick enough. And the loop never stayed on the loop, and the thing just ran out. So then I just come running out of the toilet, bare red faced and that,
with his trousers around his ankles,
skids and that.
Fuck's sake. That is a lesson to every DJ listening. That is another lesson as to why you don't take a shit in the clubs.
Yeah. But like, if you take a shit in the club, make sure you give it the American Pie approach and like lay. You know what I mean? You've got to lay like toilet round or on the seat and all that. You can't be sitting on no public toilet. You know what I mean? You see, in America, they have them toilet seat things that are like the shape of a toilet seat, literally. Gosh, we don't get none of that here, but what's going on?
Mad.
Anyway.
That went left very quickly.
Yeah, man, that's a good way to
finish. That's probably yeah, that's an appropriate way to end this week's episode.
Get me.
Yeah, Of course, hashtag Talkover Podcast. Don't forget at Talkover Pod on Twitter. And of course, we are now exclusive to Spotify and Apple Music. Yeah, so that's where we're at right now.
We're gonna we'll explain this week why when Double like fixes his shit up.
Yeah, I'm gonna be dropping. Don't throw me under the bus like that. I'm going to be dropping a video on the YouTube channel explaining why we're not on the YouTube channel, ironically enough.
Sick.
But yeah, the visuals are going to be slowing down, but we are still here every single week.
We're going to be here even more now, bruv.
Even more regular. Sick. So hashtag Talkover Podcast, you know what it is, for the DJs, man. By the DJs, and all that good stuff. And we're out of here.
All right, let's get it.